Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
You may have heard last week we spoke to Home Instead about a career as one of their caregivers and how with the flexible hours and pay it could help you accomplish a better work-life balance. That first part of the interview is available now at strayfm.com/health. But there are so many reasons to consider a career as a caregiver that they're back on the show again this week. This time to talk all about the career progression on offer and what exactly makes caregiving such a rewarding experience.
Hello there, I'm Sheena Van Paris from Home Instead Senior Care.
What differences do you find there are between working somewhere like Home Instead, you work across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk, mm-hmm. versus some other care companies that people may have worked with before?
Well, I think we are different because we don't do the short visits, which I think is very important to mention. We support people for a minimum of an hour, but in most cases, it's a minimum of 2 hours or even longer. So there is that opportunity for the caregiver and the client to build that relationship. The caregiver doesn't feel rushed and they've got time to get to know that client really well and to build that trust and that strong relationship. And of course, there is the flexibility as well, because, you know, if somebody just wants to work in the evenings and some hours at the weekend, which fits in with their lifestyle, brilliant. So, you know, we don't do the long days, you know, where you're out for 12 hours, popping into people's houses and back in the car again. So it's very much about flexible working, building that relationship with the clients. We're also a living wage employer and we also pay a travel allowance. So, because that's always been a bit of an issue with home care, that you're driving from one house, one client in the car, then you're going to the next client, and you're not being rewarded for that time travelling, which is something that we do.
As if you had an hour's journey to get somewhere, you're with somebody an hour, and then it's an hour to drive back, you're actually only being paid for a third of your time, which
that's
not fair, is it? So that's something that you at Home Instead are very keen on. Yeah. That's not the case.
No, absolutely. No, we take the role very seriously. We want to keep our good caregivers and to retain them. And this is why, you know, we do everything that we can to perceive care as a rewarding career. It's a serious career. They're frontline staff, and they should be rewarded for the work that they do. We also provide ongoing career development. So, you know, you might start as a caregiver, then you might become a senior caregiver. We're a growing business, and we also have opportunities in the office as well. So we see it as a career. We also can provide MVQ training in health and social care, so that's another option. People, when they join us, they know that we are serious and we're desperate to make a difference to the older person living in their own home and to change the face of ageing as well.
Mm-hmm. Because that is something that is very important, because care is not something that's going to go away. I think we've got an ageing population that means we need more caregivers.
That's right. And in a recent report from the UK Commission for Employment and Skills, they identified the need to recruit over 500,000 carers by 2022. So it also linked caring as one of the careers of the future.
Louisa, who now works in the office at Home Instead, told us a little about how Home Instead allowed her to progress her career and how she was able to involve her family in that decision.
When I first started, I worked as a caregiver and I could easily fit that availability around my children's schooling, so that worked quite well. Mm-hmm. I've since moved into the office and suddenly overnight pretty much went full time. They needed someone else in the office and they'd offered me the opportunity, and I spoke to the children about it and said this could be quite difficult because obviously it's slightly outside of the school hours, but would we be able to cope with it? And we all agreed as a family that we would be able to try and fit it in, so I gave it a go and it has worked. Yeah. And the few times things have cropped up, last minute appointments and things, work generally. I just have to ask and they always generally say yes. So when I started doing the going out and about around the clients, I didn't realise how isolated I must have been at home. I really enjoyed meeting people and meeting the other caregivers and actually working with people and having some adult conversation for a change. And then, yeah, when I was asked if I'd want to help out in the office, I thought it sounded quite interesting, and it has turned into a bit of a career path. They've been encouraging me to do extra training, get onto my MBQs and move up. So to go from not having worked for 20 years to finding a job and being promoted within 5 months, it's been a bit of a year, but it's been fun and I'm enjoying it. I definitely like it, so
yes,
it's good to get out.
My name's Sylvia, I'm 74. I used to run my own company and I retired at 73. And I went for an interview with Home Instead and was offered a job caregiving, and I'm one of their caregivers. And I love every minute of it. You know, I work over. I'm always there for any of the staff to call me because someone has gone sick or they need someone to cover. And I always say, just give me a call. I very, very rarely say no.
Would you recommend the type of work that you do, particularly with Home Instead? Would you recommend that to other people?
It depends what type of person you are, because just remember, when you're looking after these people, they need love, they need affection, they need understanding, they need kindness. And you're
there
doing
is an opportunity coming up for people to come and find out more, to talk to yourself, Sheena, or to talk to other people who work at Home Instead about the roles, the potential roles. Tell me a lot about how they can find out more.
Absolutely. So we've got an open day running at our Ripley office on Saturday the 8th of September. It's going to be between 9 and 12 o'clock. If you are interested in coming along to the open day, you can simply phone the office on Harrogate 774490, or you could even email at inquiries.harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.